USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A state of emergency has been declared for 24 counties in Florida as Tropical Storm Ian is getting stronger over the Caribbean. Governor Ron DeSantis issued the declaration Friday encouraging residents to prepare for the storm. He also requested a federal pre-landfall emergency declaration. The National Hurricane Center said Ian is expected to approach Florida with major hurricane force next week. Ian is causing NASA to skip next week's launch of its new moon rocket. Next opportunity to launch will be October the 2nd. Fiona, in the meantime, now a post-tropical cyclone, washing houses into the sea, tearing roofs off of others, and knocking out the power to the vast majority of Atlantic Canada. The Canadian Hurricane Center tweeted early Saturday that Fiona has the lowest pressure ever recorded for a storm making landfall in the country. Russian forces launched new strikes on Ukrainian cities Saturday as Kremlin-orchestrated votes took place in occupied regions, creating a pretext for their annexation by Moscow. Hundreds of people were arrested in Russia for trying to protest a mobilization order that would commit more troops to the fight in Ukraine. The latest Russian shelling killed at least 3 people and wounded 19. The U.S., along with the international community, slammed the door-to-door coaxing of votes as a sham. Several Alabama teens are on the mend after participating in a social media challenge.
Police say the students on board a Montgomery Public Schools bus got sick after doing the one-chip challenge on the school bus. It involves eating one chip made from 2 of the hottest peppers in the world while avoiding food or drink for 1 hour. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Albert Pujols is a slugger for the St. Louis Cardinals. You could call him Mr. 700 because he became the fourth player to hit 700 home runs. You are listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An Arizona judge has lifted a hold on a near-total ban on abortion in the state. The law has been on the books since before Arizona was a state. The only exception is if the mother's life is in jeopardy. An injunction on the law has been in place since June when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday that masks are no longer required if you're in a hospital or nursing home unless those facilities are in a community seeing high levels of COVID transmission. It's one of the final sets of revisions in a sweeping effort to overhaul recommendations for the virus. That effort was launched in August. A radio news anchor in Detroit was killed in an attempted murder-suicide Friday. Jim Matthews was found dead at his suburban home in Chesterfield Township. 3 other victims include his girlfriend and 2 children. The girlfriend escaped the home with her 5-year-old daughter, flagging down a driver to call 911. She appeared to have been suffering from stab wounds. A 10-year-old boy was found bound in a closet. The suspect, a 54-year-old man, was located in the basement, suffering from a self-inflicted wound and an overdose. Matthews was the overnight anchor for WWJ Radio for nearly 7 years. Louise Fletcher, known for her role as Nurse Ratched in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, died in her sleep at her home in France. She was 88. Legendary jazz saxophonist Pharoah Sanders died in Los Angeles early Saturday. He played with John Coltrane's band. He was 81. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb.